Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And one of the things we get to do here on the show we're pretty excited about is we get to talk to Rick Maurer quite often, actually. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 2002. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is one of my favorite books. I keep that book out so whenever people in my office don't want to do what I want, I just pick up the book and show it to them. And then his other book is called Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Rick is one of our top change agents and top management experts in the Brain Trust. He's our good friend and a pretty darn good trombone player, too. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Your book is so handy. I just pick it up and I don't have to say anything. Why don't you want what I want? Hey, Rick, Beyond the Wall of Resistance is still outstanding. It's been around for a while. And I wonder how much of the wall of resistance we actually put up for ourselves. We actually, what do you think? In other words, you know, this thing about getting out of our own way. What do you think?
I think it's really high. In fact, you know, I know that you know that I'm redoing Beyond the Wall of Resistance. I put it out in 96, and when I put it out, 70% of changes in organizations failed, and the research today is 70% of changes still fail.
And wow.
So, yeah, and so that's the focus I took.
A lot of people didn't read your book then, right?
I know, but, you know, shame on them. But what I got interested in how come that was, because a ton of books have come out. There have been consulting practices started in the last 15 years. What's going on? And I think what you're talking about, your question about this kind of this individual reluctance to change, is really at the heart of it. There's a couple people up in Boston, Bob Keegan and Lisa Leahy, who wrote a book called Immunity to Change. And basically they said, you know, it's like our regular immune system, that we got something going, we don't want to change it.
And well, it's human nature. I mean, we've learned something. We're comfortable with it. Joel Barker talks about the paradigms that we have, that we put up in front of our face, in front of our eyes. And once we learn something that we and we get comfortable with it, that's the paradigm for it, for whatever comes from the future.
True, and it's that comfort and that they talk about, and they say they use something an example in their book that just blew me away. They said that people who have life-threatening heart conditions, mm-hmm. and the doctor says, "Look, you got to change, you know, what you do, or you're going to die." 1 out of 7 actually change.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah.
You have too.
I have. But they, as being researchers, got really interested in, I mean, nothing ought to get your attention more than
right. What would
die.
Be more compelling than that, right?
Yeah. But
I will tell you, I had a kidney stone once in 1982, and the doctor said, "I think drinking tea causes your kidney stones."
Huh.
Guess how long it's been since I've had a glass of tea? 1982.
Is that right?
I believe if you ever have a kidney stone, that'll get you. My point is that's one thing that you will change.
Well, that's a good point.
So, I guess what I'm trying to get at here is think of these things that you need to be doing, folks, like as if it were a kidney stone. If you don't change, you're going to have another one.
That really. It's one of my best friends had a huge kidney stone, and I mean, just watching what that person went through, it was like
whatever they tell you,
they
think causes your kidney stone, you won't do it anymore.
Yeah,
whatever,
you know,
it is.
Yeah, but see, but I think, Jim, I think you're probably unusual in that respect. I bet a lot of people go, "Okay, I give up tea," and 3 months later, they go, "Well, you know, I feel pretty good. I can afford a cup of tea."
Yeah.
And pretty soon, they're back in their old habits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what happens with diets. It happens with all that stuff, and it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem for us individually. It's a huge problem for your listeners who are trying to, you know, get changes going in organizations.
Well, and see, this is the thing that's happening to small businesses right now. Because you and I know the world, in the 15 years since you wrote your book, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, for the first time, the world has changed more than once.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the internet age of the late 90s. We had Y2K. We had 911. We've had wars. We've been attacked. We've had wars. And we've had the Great Recession. I mean, there's a and overlaying all that has been all the ways that technology has changed things. I mean, there's been more change in the last 15 years, Rick, than any other 15-year period in the history of mankind.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
And so if you can't run with that, if that's an environment you can't deal with, you're not going to make it, are you?
Well, no, you're not. It's funny, as I know we were talking before about you know putting out books today and all that, and the world's different. And one of the things I'm trying to do, being an older guy, is look at people who might be reading my books, who are in their 30s and 40s, and saying, okay, it's a different world for them.
Yeah.
And I need to pay attention to that, or else I can assume that they're looking at things exactly like I am, and that would be a huge mistake.
Well, let me tell you a couple of things that's going on here. You and I came up in an age when we had to conform to the marketplace. We had to conform to our mentors.
Yeah.
The younger generation, they're not dealing with the change right now because they are part of the change. In other words, the things that you and I are having to adjust to and adapt to, it's who they are. It's the world they came up in. But they have an issue here in that they haven't had to make those changes yet. And when the world changes for them in 10 years, it'll be interesting to see how Gen Y adjust to those changes.
Right.
You see my point?
I do see your point.
Because you and I grew up, we came aboard having to make adjustments.
Yeah.
They didn't. And they're going to have to. I mean, something's going to happen in 10 years. It's going to rock their world.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. And folks, I'm saying this with great love. This is tough love I'm talking here, Rick, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it makes me think, Jim, as you're talking about that they're really, for your listeners, people running small businesses, there really are kind of two, it's not two levels of change, but two things going on. One is sort of the underlying change that's in our life, and you outlined some of the big things that have happened over the last 15 mm-hmm. years. But then put on top of that this business owner who says, I want to do a planned change.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go into that market. I want all of that on this roiling sea
right.
of all this other change, and that adds to their challenge as a leader.
So you got to put tennis shoes on your planning strategy, right? Is that what you're saying? Hold on to that thought. Rick Maurer is our guest. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. If you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Rick Maurer, Maurer, is our guest. Rick is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? And also Beyond the Wall of Resistance, which is going to be out in paperback before too long. An updated version, right, Rick?
Yep, it should be out by July.
All right, so we'll look forward to that. Tell us how we can find you online.
It's simple. It's www.rickmaurer, Maurer.com.
So check it out, folks. Whatever Rick does, let me rephrase this. If you're feeling frustration in getting things done, what that means is the world is changing and you're not. You need some help. Rick can help you with that. Is that a good way to say that, Rick?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because see that's how all this to me, it's real simple. If you need help, then the way to find out if you need help is your level. To me, for a small business, is your level of frustration. That's the way it is with me in my small business. If I'm feeling extra frustrated, then that's the signal that I need to get somebody to help me.
Yeah.
Or I need to make some changes. and I need help with that, making those changes. Right. Because obviously I'm not getting it done because I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
And there's something needs to be done. I'm running into this wall that you talk about. I'm running into this wall. I'm getting beat up. I'm frustrated about it. And so that means that somebody has slid a wall in front of me that I didn't know was there. And it's a new, you know, maybe it's a new competitor. Maybe it's something going on in the technology world. Maybe it's I've changed. I've gotten lazy. I've slowed down. Whatever it may be, that wall is there, and something has to give, right?
Right. I found this really good quote that I'm using in the new edition of the book. It comes from Coco Chanel, the designer.
Oh, yeah.
She said, "Don't keep banging your head against a wall hoping that a door will appear."
It's true.
Isn't that true?
It's true. And you know, the thing that small business owners we're all on Main Street. All small business owners are on Main Street. Even if you're in cyberspace, you know, you live on Main Street.
Oh, yeah.
Which meaning when I say Main Street, when I say Main Street, Rick, I'm talking about people who don't have vast, multiple accesses to capital and to global markets the way the big guys do.
Yeah.
And so you're on Main Street. And so, you know, you're going to be up against a lot of things that you're going to have to deal with. And right now the world is changing. The Main Street is changing very fast, isn't it, Rick?
Oh God, yeah, it really is.
And if you can't deal with change, even if you have some level of success, Rick, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, I mean you might be happy temporarily, but if you're not comfortable with change, I mean, stuff is, as you suggested before, the world's going to keep changing on you.
Right.
And if you keep playing catch up, that's just really tiring.
So how do we put ourselves into that gear, into that change gear, where we don't have to love it, we just have to deal with it?
Yeah. Well, I think it starts with you personally. So none of your listeners, just you, Jim. That's all we have to worry about is keep changing. Yeah. No, it's for any of your listeners and for us included. I think we need to start with ourselves, and I think we need to say, all right, so what is it that I want? And these people who wrote Immunity to Change have a really elegant little thing. They say, all right, so you say you want that, Jim. On a scale of 1 to 5, how important is that?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's anything below a 4, they say don't even try.
Right.
Because your own resistance will get
you won't stay with it.
Yeah. And then they do something that I think is really worth doing. They say, all right, so what are all the things you're doing right now that work against that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, okay, I don't exercise because I don't want to get up early, and I don't want to lose an hour's sleep, and blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. And then you look at that list of what we might call negative things and take it seriously and say, if I had to give up that list, how would I feel?
Mm-hmm.
And you often go, oh, man, my life would be ruined. I couldn't hang out with the guys on Friday night, blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah. And they said, don't go into action planning at that point. That's what we typically do. We go, okay, here's what I want. Here's what's getting in the way. All right, now here's my plan. They said, That's a ticket to failure. What you need to do is take that resistance seriously and say, yeah, I really would be giving up some stuff. So how do I get what I want and honor that resistance?
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I want to grow my business, and I want to stay in control because it's my business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty hard to do, you know, because you're going to have to do some delegation. And so just understanding that about yourself now starts to say, now, how do I start to make that change? Not that it's going to be easy, but if you keep trying to override your need for control, which is not a bad thing, you're just going to keep, coming
up
against that wall.
Isn't it amazing how many mechanical things are not, they're not really things that you love, but you've built some mechanical things into your system that's causing you to fail. For example, you were talking about the control thing. Maybe it's not that you have a problem with control. Maybe it's the fact that you're not doing a good job of hiring the people who can be delegated to. That's a mechanical thing.
That is a mechanical thing.
That you can fix and then hire good people, and now you don't mind delegating. Now you can have what you want and let some of the control go.
Yeah, and if it's that simple, that's really a good thing.
I have found, Rick, in my life that a lot of things that I thought I couldn't accomplish was not in me. It was the mechanical way I was putting those things together. And
that's
I use
a really good point, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, give us a website one more time, please.
Sure. www.rickmaurer.com.
Come back real soon.
I will.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.